The request to hold off on a decision actually came from the organization that had asked for the item to appear on the assembly's agenda in the first place, the Sitka Economic Development Association, or SEDA.
We'd really like to have a full assembly to be able to really hear this and kind of vet this process through, because it's going to be controversial, and we understand that.
That is Gary White, SEDA's executive director. At the table in front of him on Tuesday sat only 5 of the 7 assembly members. That's not that unusual in the summertime, but it is enough to mess with the margin of error. Passing anything in front of the assembly requires 4 votes. White's organization had proposed hiring Avalon Development of Fairbanks to study an area along Green Lake Road for minerals. Doing so could tell local officials whether Sitka is a gold mine, quite literally. But the possibility of a mine, even if it was far off in the future, resulted in some public concern. And even with White's suggestion that the item be postponed, Mayor Mim McConnell allowed members of the public to continue testifying for or against the study.
Hello, I'm Larry Edwards, a longtime Sitka resident.
Edwards was one of 5 people to speak against spending money on the plan. He told the assembly that it amounted to, quote, gambling with public funds.
And even if we were to win, so to speak, and if an exploitable deposit were found, I think we're probably better off just to leave well enough alone and not do it.
Resident Paul Norwood was another voice in opposition. He said the mining industry can pay its own way.
They don't need my tax money to go out and find gold in Silver Bay. They already have money. And if there's real interest there, they can go out and find it.
The Chamber of Commerce, meanwhile, came to the meeting with a resolution in support of the project. Chamber President Tarmica McConnell said her organization believes the project could eventually mean high-paying jobs for Sitka.
We have to remember there are a lot of struggling families in Sitka, even if they're 1 or 2 income families trying to make ends meet, and a potential economic driver like mining could help that.
Tarmica McConnell was one of 3 people to voice support for the project, the others being White with SEDA and Kenneth Cameron. He is president, CEO, and chairman of the board for Sciatica Incorporated, the local native corporation in Sitka. His company funded earlier studies by Avalon, both a public report prepared in 2012 for SEDA and an unrelated private report prepared for Sciatica. Cameron says he understands concerns about mining, including environmental ones.
These things can be done right. They should be done right. The questions that I have are, where are you going to find in this community jobs that pay $100,000 a year? What's the average salary in this community? Less than $50,000 a year.
Cameron said the impact of mining employment could bring big benefits to Sitka, but he also agreed with White's request to postpone the issue. It will next appear before the assembly when all members can be present, either in person or by phone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.